Welcome to another inspirational message from Dave and Jenny Gilpin. Dave and Jenny are the senior pastors of Hope City Church. For any more information or for any other resources, visit davegilpin.com.
So I am very excited about sharing this message today. Dave says hi, he's preaching in Liverpool this morning, and we are meeting in Heathrow this afternoon. It's not a movie, it's a freak show, and we are flying together to Australia tonight, so we're all packed and good to go. Sarah retrieved Dave's trainers from the gym last night because he'd left them at Virgin Active, so his bag was packed about 12:45 this morning. Yes, so we're good to go. It's great. So I really have a word on my heart today for church, and I need you to be on the edge of your seats. Are you on the edge of your seats? Come on, show some action. Don't too many Easter eggs is not good for your soul. Sit on the edge of your seats. And I just feel this morning like God was, you know, really speaking into my heart, and almost like, you know, those policemen on the motorway when there's an accident on the other side of the road and they're trying to stop you rubbernecking. And they're going, move on, move on, move on. And I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying to us, it's time to stop rubbernecking over our yesterdays and move on. And so the guardian of our soul is giving us a kick up the derriere this morning and saying, come on, church, move on, move on, move on. Come on, life, move on, move on, move on. Come on, move on, move on. And you know, because within all of our spirits, in all of our hearts, and within the heart of this house is the desire for space. You see it on all these shows, like these design shows, don't you, on TV? And if you watch them, I am addicted. And that you see the people, you know, they go through a list of requirements they want in the next place. And they want like a kitchen island, and they want chickens that lay an egg every morning. That will never be a desire of mine. That's what shops are for. You know, they want all these things, but they always say when they see a good size room, they say it's a good size. This is a good size. This has got space. And you know, there is a desire in all of our hearts for space. And do you know what? God, the Holy Spirit, has placed it within us, a desire to always live in a bigger realm than when we're living in now. And I feel the Holy Spirit this morning wants to literally put a stick of dynamite under our bums. So under every seat this morning, no, there's not. Joke. There's a dynamite stick under your bottom this morning called the Holy Spirit because he wants to move us on. There's a cry within the heart of man for space. Our hearts long for a feeling of space that only God can give us. We want God to breathe over our little and create something spacious and breathtaking. Anybody with me this morning? Hope City Church, this is moving day. This is moving day. Do you know, I realized, and some of you will laugh as I say this, but I realized what my gifting was this week. And my God gifting is putting a bomb under people and moving them from A to B. So today, you will walk out of this place because it's the gift on my life. You will walk out of this space carried along by a dynamite stick of the Holy Spirit that God will move you from A to B. This is your moving day. You will not be stuck this morning in the place that you've been stuck because God wants to move you on in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a hand of praise for what he's going to do. That's exactly what God wants to do. He wants to move on your behalf today and take your little and breathe on it. God, the Holy Spirit, is hovering over the power of your decision this morning in Jesus' name. So I was reading in the Old Testament about Isaac and how he went through a series of wells. And I'm going to read to you, and stay with me, from Genesis 26, verse 12, the story of Isaac. When Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord had blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. he acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats and herds of cattle and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him. So the Philistines filled up all of Isaac's wells with dirt. It's interesting what the Bible says, doesn't it? These were the wells that had been dug by the servants of his father Abraham. Let's stop there for a minute. In our journey in life, from little to space, we find ourselves digging many wells. And the trick is not to be a person that is discouraged for a moment by the wells that get blocked on the journey. The reason they're blocked is God's got an even greater space. He's got an even bigger space for you. So Isaac had the wherewithal not to be too fussed by the fact that the wells that had been dug had been filled up with dirt. Nor was he too moved by the fact that his own family did it. Hello? Sometimes the people that are closest to you, you think they're doing you a disservice, but they're actually moving you. Come on, church. They're actually moving you into your destiny in Jesus' name. So God had prospered him, and now he found that those wells were full of dirt. But he dug his heels in and decided that he was going for space. Then the scripture says, finally, Abimelech ordered Isaac to leave the country. It gets better. Go somewhere else, he said, for you have become too powerful for us. So Isaac moved away to the Gerar Valley, where he set up his tents and settled down. Do you know Gerar means lodging place? And it was interesting that this lodging place was not the last place that Isaac ended up. Because there's a difference between a lodging place and a spacious place. God has not designed you for a studio apartment accommodation. He's designed you for a large house. He's not designed you for smallness. He's designed you for spaciousness. Come on, church, in Jesus' name. And so the scripture goes on. And Isaac had the fortitude to keep on moving. It said he reopened the wells his father had dug, which the Philistines had filled in. Isaac also restored the names Abraham had given them. Isaac's servants also dug in the Gerar Valley and discovered a well of fresh water. But then the shepherds from Gerar came and claimed the spring. This is our water, they said, and they argued over it. So Isaac named the well Esek, which means argument. Following me on here, church. So Isaac had a dream to go from smallness to largeness. And he went through all these wells. He dug another one. And this well was hostility, which argument. So Isaac then dug another well. But again, there was dispute over it. So Isaac named it Sitnah, which means hostility. How many wells, God? How many wells? Abandoning that one, Isaac moved on and dug another well. This time, there was no dispute over it. So Isaac named the place Rehoboth, which means open space. For he said, at last, the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper in this land. God has not created you to stay in a bedsit. God has not created you to live in a lodging place. That lodging place might be comfortable for you right now, but my Bible says that he wants to move you on from Gerar to Rehoboth, and Rehoboth is your open space. Finally, God has given us enough space to dwell here, and that's what God wants to do. That's what God wants to do with your life. That's what God wants to do with the life of this house in Jesus' name. Lodging place is not enough. Open space is God's dream for our life. Do you know one of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 18, verse 9? And it says this. He says, he brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Do you know what? We so often listen to the second part of the verse. He rescued me because he delighted in me. But the first part of the verse says, he brought me out into a spacious place. There may have been multiple wells from which you have had to drink along the way. Wells of argument, wells of hostility and dispute. But God's intention in this season, come on Hope City Church, but God's intention in this season is that he brings you and this house to Rehoboth. Come on, give God a hand of praise. In this season, God wants to bring this house into open space. I have never felt more confident. Dave and I have been in the ministry for 30 years, 24 years in the UK, and I have never felt more confident that this is the season. After 24 years, and do you know, across all our locations, Hope City Church is 3,000 people strong. But you know what? I have it in my spirit that that is just a lodging place. That God has a season for us, which is truly our open space. And if that is true for this house, that is true for your life. Give your neighbor a nudge and say, your Rehoboth is on the way. Or if you can't pronounce it, just tell them there's some great open space. Amen. This is occupation. This is moving day. Let me prophesy over your lives this morning that you will never be the same. When you walk out of this place today, you will have an itch in your spirit for space like you've never had before. You'll have an itch in your spirit for an expansion in your heart that you never had before. You will have a hunger for God like you've never had before. Who's with me sometimes when you go to pray and you don't know what to say? And the hunger is so strong. I'm like, God, I'm just so hungry. I don't even know what to say. I need you. And if you don't have that, you're going to get it right now in Jesus' name from this place you go today. So hungry. I'm going to move now from the Old Testament to this amazing story in the New Testament in John. And this is the story of one man's moving day. This moving day was assigned for him, a day when he moved from a lodging place in his spirit to an open space in his spirit. And this is about the man who hung around the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. John chapter 5, let me read you the story. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been sick for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" His answer. "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me in the pool when the water bubbles. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." And Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat and walk." And instantly the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. This man had not only been stuck, paralyzed, and sick for 38 years, he'd been stuck in smallness for 38 years. He'd been stuck in a place for 38 years where his horizon of his eyes and the horizon of his heart had not moved beyond a small pool in front of him. And Jesus came along and assigned day, a moment. And Jesus came along to this man's life and said, "Today is your day. Pick up the smelly mat of yesterday. Stop rubbernecking over that which has gone before, because today is your day to pick up your mat and walk out of there." because he had horizons and plateaus and places to go and people for him to see and things for him to do that he would never have if he stayed around the pool of Bethesda. I remember some years ago, and God spoke to me very clearly out of this story, and I was hanging around a situation, and God spoke very clearly to me, and he said, Jenny, hanging around that situation just reflects your humanity. There are pools of life that we have hung around in our hearts that all they do is reflect our humanity. And it's time to have moving day. It's time to stand up and say, enough is enough. Today is the day that God wants to lift your eyes, lift your horizon, let you see a vision that's beyond that which has gone before, and walk on in Jesus' name. Anybody with me? Anybody with me? This man had spent a lifetime. He'd spent a lifetime of watching dispute and hostility and others occupying his desire. A lifetime of watching others occupy his desire. And Jesus said, it's your day. Never for a moment think it is too late for God to do a miracle in your life. Because we're moving into space season in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time to walk out of there and into your spacious place. There was freedom of movement and horizons for this guy that he never could have envisaged. Do you know, sometimes when we have lived around a certain pool for a long time, we almost become satisfied with the security of the mat on which we have been lying. That man had been living on that mat for 38 years. Let's just unpackage this for a second. I would assume that that mat was not pretty. I would assume that that mat stunk to high heaven. I would assume it was not a nice place to live, but he had made it his lodging place. And it's very easy to lodge on a place in your journey with God because it becomes your security blanket. Nudge your neighbor and say, you are no longer hanging around on that stinking mat a day longer. Without judgment, in Jesus' name. There's sometimes a security in a place that is not a spacious place. Come on. There's sometimes a security in a place that's not a spacious place. He wants to take you away you have never been before. Now, when Jesus takes you away you've never been before, this is not panic stations, because Jesus already resides in your future. Jesus is already at the end of your life. The Bible says that he hedges us in behind and before. He's already sitting with his arms crossed on the sofa waiting for you in your future. He's not stressed by it. He's got a recliner and a Diet Coke. Well, maybe not Diet Coke, normal Coke, because he's not on no diet. Jesus is in the future waiting for you, sitting on the sofa reclining, waiting for your moving day. Waiting for you to make that decision to step. Waiting for you to step into faith and step into your future. Do you know, when I was on holidays just recently, because normally God just speaks to me from the Word of God, but I was reading a novel. And it wasn't about Irish orphans this time. This novel was about soldiers returning from war. It was a change of tone for me, maybe to match the season in my life, which is more. So I was reading this novel and this line just jumped out at me. And this is what the line said. It is as hard to reacclimatize to peace as it is to war. Sometimes our minds can be so numb by the shock of peace and the shock of blessing that we retreat back to our previous pool. So easy to do. We retreat back to the place we've been because we're actually shocked that we're not scrapping and fighting any longer. And in this season, God literally wants to hand us and give us the blessing and give us the spacious place in Jesus' name. I'm here today to proclaim to you the inconceivable future, the provision place, the rested place, the place where God comes and does the miraculous in your world in Jesus' name. The place where you're literally watching God. I'm waking every morning at the moment saying, God, come on, God, surprise me. Come on, God, surprise me today. What miracle are you going to do today? What inconceivable thing that goes way beyond the realm of possibility are you going to do today? Whose life are you going to touch today? Sometimes when you're preaching, right, you get so carried away, you just need to chill for a second. And she's back. Okay. So what does your spacious place look like? If I think, is there a big wind outside or something? It's the Holy Spirit. When I think of a spacious place, of how I would feel in my spacious place, it would, for me, it would be like sitting on the top of a mountain in the Lake District with one of those jets, you know, those low-light, and waving to the pilot as the jet goes by. Just that feeling of, I can see the world. The world's my vista, my spacious place. A space without restriction. It's the occupying of territory that seems impossible to the logical mind. There's this wonderful verse, Isaiah 54, verse 2. We've said it many times over the years, but I want to proclaim it again. Isaiah 54, enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, and spare no expense, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will occupy other nations and resettle ruined cities. Let me just say, church, this morning, that occupation of spacious place is not timid. Timid season is over in your life. Let me just say, timid season is over. No more timid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Timid season is over. Say goodbye to timid people. Bye-bye. Wave to me. Bye-bye, timid. Bye-bye. So, I was thinking of space explorers, the first men that left Earth to occupy the unknown, to occupy space that had never been occupied before. They were brave men, and they were reckless in some degree. The wonderful thing about our recklessness is God is already there, right in the future. But they were amazing men who stepped into a space that had never gone before. And there's that favorite one-liner, isn't there? That age-old thing, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. 6 weeks before Dave and I left Australia in 1991, an incredible man called Steve Penny prophesied over Dave and I, and he said, one small step for man, one giant leap for the kingdom of God. Who knows? Who lies on the other side of your step? 10 years ago, we began City Hearts. One girl, one house, a dream. As at now, we have 42 staff. We've helped 250 survivors of trafficking in the last year, and we currently are caring for over 80 people. Who knows what lies on the other side of your decision today to move from your mat by the pool of Bethesda to your future, to your spacious place in Jesus' name. Space exploration is not for the retrospective or for the introspective. Space is for those who choose faith and future. It's a decision. It's a decision. Space is a deliberate decision over the pitfalls of the past and the comfort of the present. Space is not for the rational, but for those who choose to be fearless and take a step. The old season is constantly calling you, but the new season is redesigning you. You are being redesigned. A number of weeks ago, Pastor Dave preached a message called The Next You. You remember? He talked about it's your decision to define who you are and define your future. And in a sense, I'm doing that with this message today again, saying, come on, you need to define yourself. Well, I had an interesting moment in the last couple of weeks. And for those that are following me on Instagram, will now understand the reason behind the Instagram. And so God suddenly just spoke to me one day, and I was thinking about, because even I go through my husband's messages and go through the scriptures, because the word of God to the house is the word of God to the house. So I go, if you don't do that every week, go through the word of God. See what God's saying to you. Get with the program. Just get with the program. It's not hard. Just get with the program. So I was looking over this message, The Next You. Now, let me explain. My natural family are all my brothers, 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", and 6'2". Very tall. Play rugby. One of them played rugby for Australia. Big, very muscular people. All my life, I've been trying to fight my physique because I don't even have to pick up a weight and I get a muscle just by looking at it. So for many years, come with me, church. For many years, I have been fighting this physique, trying to stay slim and not muscular. And then the Holy Spirit, this is how much the Holy Spirit speaks to you about the little things, the things that actually take you into your spacious place. Come on. I'm not just talking about Waverly right now. I'm talking about you. And so God spoke to me and said, who's the next you, Jenny? The next you is this. You no longer at 49 and a half fighting your physique. And so I saw this amazing Instagram on something, Pinterest or one of those things you flick through. And it had this weightlifter girl there. And it had, forget skinny, I am going to be a fit, bad ASS. And I saw it and thought, this is the next me. So I showed Dave, because you know, have to run these things by your pastor, aka husband. I said, can I put this up? Because you all follow me and you were all judging me, I know. And he said, put it up. So there I put up on Instagram, the next me. The me that I'm defining, my spacious place. I am going to turn into a Bulgarian shop water church, you watch. Because I like lifting weights and I like the gym and I like that sort of stuff. And for years, it's not been who I am. And the next me, the spacious place for me is to be that person. But the spacious place for you is not only about the bigness of where church is going, but it's about the season that God wants to take you in, that free place, that place with no restriction, that free place for your spirit and your life. So you're no longer sitting around the pool you've been sitting for 38 years looking at your humanity. God wants to move you on. Your new aroma is faith. This is what you need to do. We need to make some decisions. I'm no longer thinking like that. When you go to work tomorrow, the old you will tell you to think like that. The new you, the spacious you, says, I'm no longer thinking like that. You're going to become a person that says, I'm not acting like that. I'm not behaving like that. I'm not speaking like that. I'm speaking faith. You need to talk to your friends and tell them to no longer give you sympathy. You don't need sympathy from a good friend. You need the royal kick up the butt. Go pray about it. You need a friend who says, let's believe God for this. You need a friend who comes up behind you and says, don't you dare act like that. That's not talking in faith. Speak faith. Come on. You get way too much sympathy from people. You need to kick up the... I think I'm better get in a plane soon. You decide, I'm not going to be faithless like that. I'm not stinking like that. I'm not smelling like that. I'm defining myself. We are defining our spacious place and our future. Come on, is anybody with me this morning, church? There are some of you that have come into this place and have hung around Christians and hung around people for a long time. And this is your moving day. This is your day to decide, you know what, I'm not going to sit around my past any longer. I'm going to take this Jesus that's been offered to me with both hands and I'm going to run. You know, the trick of moving is running out there. Running out there, deciding, do you know what, I'm not staying there. I'm not living there one day longer. I was going to apologize for challenging you, but I'm not. We need to align ourselves with the program, church. It's time to be fearless. It's New House Day. It's a place with the tangible breath of God. It's a place where the miraculous dwells. It's a large space with no restriction. It's not a lodging place. It's not a small alternative. This is space season. It's the season where the cautious become deliciously reckless. It's the season where those who are sick with their mouths state their healing. It's the season where the weak say they are strong. It's the season when you become the person that you've dreamed of becoming. And today is your moving day. Today is your moving day. The Word of God says, and he came to Rehoboth, said, finally, the Lord has given us enough space. A breathless, tangible space. Do you know, if you were to cut me in half, a dream of church of 10,000. Dream of cities touched by the power of God. Do you know, on our way back from Australia, we're launching the official launch of Hope City Kuala Lumpur on our way home. They had 80 people in their first service. I'm believing for like... I don't know about you, but I dream. And so often our experience tries to speak to our dream. And today's enough. Who's with me? Enough? Enough? Enough is enough. I'm moving. I want you to stand to your feet. I can almost see with my eyes the Holy Spirit speaking to your hearts today. It's time to move on. It's time to not sit and rest and live in the place that's unsatisfactory to your heart. You don't have to stay there. This guy had been there 38 years and God still moved him on. God moved him on. We're going to make a decision today. And then after we've done this, Pastor Ali is going to come up, and there are people here today, and it's your moving day. It's your moving day when God is literally going to take hold of your life from not knowing him or being away from him to him in the center of your life. The real God of the universe in the center of your world. But we're going to deal with us first. We're going to begin now. We're going to lift our hands to God. And we're going to say to God, come on, right across this place, lift your hands to God. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, today, I thank you, Lord God, that you have not designed us to live in a lodging place, but you have designed us for open territory. You've designed us for breathtaking scenery. You've designed us, Lord God, for vistas and things that we never envisaged our eyes would see. Father, your word said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of the man what God has prepared for those who love him. Father, lift our eyes today. Surprise us, God, of the impossible. Do the miraculous. Move your people, oh God, from satisfactory to amazing, I pray. This day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.